John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Michael Johns has been in studio so many times, and I think the unique thing about this time talking to Michael is that he was sober, which was a nice, nice change.
Yeah, because he comes.
He's getting a bad rap on our show.
It only happened one time, but we've been giving him a hard time about it.
Well, he comes to visit us when he's in town visiting his friends because he's an Atlanta guy.
Right.
And so he goes out, and as you'll hear, you know, he discusses his relationship with alcohol and Patron.
And Tin Roof.
And so those things all combined make it difficult to be in studio at 7:15 in the morning talking about whatever your project is that you got going on.
Here he is, Michael Johns, Atlanta guy. On the Burt Show, Q100.
Last time we saw Michael Johns, you were in Atlanta for something, and you came in and did our show, and you were still hammered from the night before.
No.
Yes, you were.
Yes,
you were.
Erroneous on both counts.
Erroneous.
You went to Tin Roof.
Tin Roof.
Something, but...
I was there for the David Foster tour.
That's right, yeah, but you went out the night before because...
Well,
know,
I said, why not just book a gig?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and Jägermeister, might have won that battle.
That'll happen.
Does that always happen in your old stomping grounds, places where you have friends, where they'll come out and just do their best to get you hammered?
Yes, because then, you know, everyone's married and everything, but then when I come to town, it's like we revert to being 22 years old again.
They're one big night out.
Yeah, exactly. We're the worst. Married people, and if they have kids, that's even worse because they rarely get out. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the one night they get out, they're going to take it out on you, man.
Yeah, so I'm just the victim.
That's what we'll call it.
I don't think it's a married single thing. I really think it's there's some places, like I think Tin Roof is one of those places where you're not allowed to leave until part of your body will be numb the next day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like it's a badge of honor. If you walk out, they're sober, they're offended.
Right. Like they'll stop you at the driveway and turn you back around and buy you more shots.
Hey, I've been there and done that. Yes.
What drink would you break up with right now? Like right now I'm having this on again, off again relationship with Patron because I just can't handle it. Is there one liquor you got to stay away from?
Yes, Patron.
It is Patron?
Really?
And the funny thing is one of my best friends, her name's Pam, and she is the head of all marketing and event planning for Patron.
Oh. Can I get a number?
Yeah. Yes. I'm telling you.
Can she become my friend?
She's in Italy right now. And it's so funny. She goes, oh my God, you really can't handle tequila, can you? And I said, no, I cannot. And she goes, we're going to be friends because she knows that I'm her friend just for being her friend, not because I want the throne. You know what I mean?
But it sure helps to have that silver in your back pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But she's awesome. But yeah, Patron.
Yeah, for me, it's Patron. Every time I do a shot, it makes me feel 2 inches taller.
Really?
So by the end of the night, I feel sexy and tall.
he's ready to take on Big Mike.
Yeah.
Three shots of Patron, and I'm, my pants are off, and I'm running around the bar like a crazy person.
Sound familiar, Jen?
Yeah.
Sound familiar, Jen? Yeah.
That's true. That country song, there's some country song, Tequila Makes Her Clothes Come Off.
Yeah,
it's true.
Brad Paisley, right?
Is it a Brad Paisley song? It's the truth. Yeah, it is.
So what's it like for you today, man? Come back here, and you got all the rookies here.
Yeah, no,
going through what you went through.
Yeah, it's definitely strange.
Yeah.
You know, when you come back and, because it feels like 7,000 years ago that I was on the show, and it was only 2 years.
Was it? 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2008.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool. And this is a really good group this year. They're really nice guys.
Yeah.
I really like them.
What advice? Anybody come up to you and ask you for some kind of advice for the finale or anything like that?
No, not yet. But I spoke to Lee at the Idiger's back party, and he was like, "Man, I've downloaded all your videos," and I'm like, "Wait a second, man! Like you're in the top two, know what I mean? Like, what are you watching my stuff for? You know,
it's very cool.
But it's a good group.
If he were to ask you for some advice going into this tonight, what would you say to him?
I mean, you're there. You know, you've already won, and I know that sounds cheesy and everything, but the top two. I mean, you've already got your deal. You know, you're going to go out there and make your music and everything, everyone knows who you are. And I just go out there and have the blast as much as you can. You know,
What's the latest with you? What's going on with music stuff for you?
The album's coming out now in Japan, which is crazy.
That's cool.
June 23rd it's coming out, so I'm heading over there.
It's like all the cover art in Japanese and stuff?
Well,
like all
the, I've just started. Yeah, I just saw some of it.
It's in Japanese?
Yes.
Cool.
And it's $45 already on Amazon.
45? Really?
Yes! And all I want to do is get it. If the song ever takes off over there, I just want to get a bumper sticker that says, I'm huge in Japan. That's all I care about.
You know, you would know if you were or not, so just tell me you are.
By the way, I'm huge in Japan.
Right, there you go. Confident.
No, so it's going to be interesting. I've never been over there. My brother lived there for 2 years, so I'm really looking forward to going over to Japan. It's going to be awesome.
How long are you going to go?
We're doing an initial like 10 days and then going back for another tour later in the year.
Do you know?
That's very nice.
Well, then how are you going to talk to people? Do you know any Japanese? You need to know like something.
Sake.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Mr. Roboto. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Because Ninja Warrior is one of my favorite shows on TV. Have you guys seen that show?
No.
On
what is
G4?
That? What is that?
It's on. It's this whole, like, how would you describe it?
Have you seen it? It's like a crazy game show where people have to jump over or get through obstacles.
Yeah, you go Japanese
the ones that are impossible.
Are awesome. So I cannot wait to you know, that's all I'm going to care about.
You should see if you could get on that show.
I'm not fit enough.
Well, they have really great shape to be honest.
Oh yeah, no, it's all like full on gymnast stuff.
Oh yeah.
They have like all the Japanese shows, like they have like 30 minute primetime shows that are just like scaring people.
Right.
You know, like they jump out from around the corner and scare you and they show that. And I'll watch that crap on YouTube for days.
Is that one, have you ever seen that one where the guy's sleeping in his bed and they like rip the entire bed out and all of a sudden like he's completely passed out and then he's in the snow going down a mountain. and the guy's like this. didn't really understand what was going on.
What a great job. I mean, all you get to do is inflict pain on people.
Right.
That's your job. Is to
well, that's why,
pain.
I mean, that's why Ellen DeGeneres has been picking up all these shows like on her show, you know?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What is the biggest advantage post Idol?
Biggest advantage?
Yeah.
Friends who work for Patron.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just like, you know, just the recognition. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many doors gets opened because of the show and the platform. So, you know, for someone that was like in signed bands and done stuff like that before and then, you know, playing in Buckhead and everything else, it's like you could be doing that till you're like 50, you know what I mean? But this show puts you on a stage, it's like, you know, unparalleled.
Right.
And you did it right too. Like last year, right after the finale, remember when I walked down to the front of the arena either Tuesday or Wednesday night and I saw you down there and you were like the mayor. Like,
oh God!
Yeah, Paula's like waving to you from the stage. Randy comes by. Simon's
like
saying hi.
It's like you're like, part of the club.
Yeah, you're like the mayor of Idletown.
But you do have to work those connections, right? I mean, you have to maintain those friendships and relationships, or else they dwindle on and they're focused
on new contestants.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's like everything. I mean, it's the greatest help and platform. Mm-hmm. But you know, the phone's not going to ring if you're not going to, you know,
sure.
If you're not going to make the calls yourself. So
right.
You know, it can be the best and the worst thing at the same time.
When are you coming back to Atlanta?
I think I just booked a couple of dates there.
Tin Roof.
July 16th, 17th.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna come in studio and hang out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
do
I shall.
Do not come in sober.
Oh,
no.
Calm down.
Do not come in sober. And bring some of that Patron with you.
Yes.
Man.
Well, that I will do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
That's funny.
I think it's funny that he was all at a sophisticated David Foster event, but you came in, you know.
Why not?
He's claiming that he wasn't buzzed that morning.
That should be very highbrow.
I wasn't buzzed. Look, I didn't even know where I was coming from. I think I literally left like Tin Roof and came straight to your studio.
I think you did.
That's
which,
fantastic.
Which is impressive. You know what? That deserves.
Yes.
Some good.
Hey,
exactly.
I keep it real.
A badge, a ribbon.
Oh, thank you.
It's good having you here, man.
Thanks, mate.
All right, we'll see you in
Atlanta. See you guys.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Q100 and The Burt Show in LA for the finale of American Idol. It was really good to see Diana DeGarmo. Really
she
good here.
She's so cool.
She's changed a lot.
She has grown up. And you're right. She looks absolutely stunning. When we got to see her on the red carpet, I mean, she just is a knockout. I mean, she went from this like 16-year-old girl on American Idol when everybody was introduced to her to now a total grown-up knockout.
And, I mean, she has to be in good shape because she's going to tell you right here that she's getting naked every night on stage in New York City.
Yep.
Here's Diana DeGarmo on The Burt Show, Q100.
So it took us to come out to L.A. to see Diana DeGarmo.
Yeah, right?
She lives in Atlanta.
I know. Right? I feel bad. I feel like I really have not seen Atlanta enough in the past couple of years. I've been... I unfortunately moved to Nashville.
How did you survive the floods?
Well, luckily my basement only flooded. My basement flooded, not my actual home. And I did lose some stuff. But the hard part is not seeing anything about it on the news. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows that the devastation. It rivals Katrina. That's what it looks like.
It's really bad.
It does. I mean, the Cumberland River was 50 feet over the flood line, and. People lost, neighborhoods are gone. People lost homes, lost everything. And I had a friend who floated out of his house on his kayak with his dog in his lap.
Get out of here, really. You know, Melissa's from Nashville.
Yeah, I'm from Nashville. And so my family, much like you, did not suffer too much damage. But yeah, my sister was talking about how devastating it was. And I think there is a frustration in Nashville because you see the pictures, but I think the Gulf and all the oil, I think, took over the story.
Oh, yeah.
And I can understand the frustration because it was really ugly.
Yeah, and it took the Obama administration how many days to actually call it a disaster area. I'm like, do you really see the Grand Ole Opry is underwater? You can't see the seats. The stadium, the Titan Stadium, was a big swimming pool. It went up to,
that's
I think, so like sad. The fifth or sixth row.
Sad. Wow. Especially when it's your own hometown. Like, you see, I've never had any kind of devastation like that in our own town. When it's your own home city like that, you must walk out the door and go, I can't believe this is part of my life right here.
It was so jarring. And when it happened, I was in New York. And so I'm getting phone calls from my roommates, and they were like, the whole city is flooding. And I was like, what? And they were like, no, literally, the whole city is underwater. And I turned on the news and can't find anything about it on the news. Oh. I have friends that are like tagging me on Facebook and like showing pictures of I-24 with semis underwater.
Wow.
People, and nobody knew about it. And I had to go down, and you know, my mom went through all my stuff and then tried to salvage what we could, but gave up the rest of it. But I'll be back there in a couple weeks to clean up some more.
Yeah. You missing Atlanta?
I do. Yeah. I haven't been in so long, and I have so many wonderful friends there, and they think I've just turned you guys away. I'm sorry. It's so hard to just do anything. You know, the show I'm in now, it's 8 shows a week, 6 days a week, so our only day off is Monday.
Wow.
And that's usually when I just want to sleep.
Yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt. So the show is in Nashville.
Oh, no. You guys don't know this yet.
No.
Dun, 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 dun. I am currently in Hair on Broadway.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
With Mr. Ace Young. It's the first time two American Idols have been on a Broadway show.
Oh, very cool.
And so I do get naked every night.
Do you really?
Well, yeah. Putting that out there because I know it's going to be asked sooner or later.
Really?
Not.
Yeah, with hair, yeah. There's nude scenes.
It's beautiful, though. It's
like entirely nude?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Well,
it is. But it's not like we're standing in there and like this huge bright white light is on us and we're all like, hey.
Yeah.
It's the show is so gorgeous. And everything from the lighting to the music to the costumes to the whole story that we're telling is gorgeous. And when it happens, you don't expect it. And then next thing you know, we're all gone.
I want to know about day one and rehearsals for that. The first time you had to actually do it, what you were feeling like.
It was the most terrifying but biggest adrenaline rush ever. It was our final dress rehearsal in the theater. And because they actually replaced the entire cast. They sent the original Broadway company to the West End, and they recast the entire show. So Ace and I are one of like 26 new people that learned the show in 3 weeks. It was crazy. But our final dress rehearsal, we are in our little BN costumes, and you're nude under your costumes. And it's so you're doing a whole number feeling like, I kind of feel kind of dirty. the audience was, there was nobody in the audience except our director and our assistant director. Mm-hmm. So the first time, and Ace and I had to go back, and we're like looking, staring each other down, giving the look of, you better not look down, you better not look down, you better not look down, you better not look down. And we're slowly just undressing, but you're singing Beads, Flowers, Freedom, Happiness. It's the words just get you through it, and you're out there standing, and you're just like, oh my God, I'm naked, oh my God, I'm naked, oh my God, I'm naked. And you're singing this huge note, like, freedom! And then the siren goes off, and we like book it off stage.
I bet.
Everyone's like throwing their robes on, and we're like, we just did that. We just got naked. We just got naked. And the funny thing was, the first time we did it, we broke for lunch right at that time.
Oh.
And so everybody is in their robes in the lobby, completely, you know, naked underneath the robes, just sitting there eating sandwiches and chit-chatting. I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is Broadway.
This is theater.
It's a great thing because it is art, which is nice.
When you went to audition for it, did you know that this was part of the show?
I did know it was part of the show, but you know, the good thing is that it was always optional. There was no pressure from anyone to ever do it. And the more and more I got into rehearsals, because my first impression, I said, not no, but hell no, I'm not getting naked. But I'm known for being America's sweetheart. I can't do that. But granted, in the show prior, I had my shirt ripped off. It's another thing. But then I got to learn Sheila. I play Sheila Franklin, who I get to sing Easy to Be Hard and Good Morning Starshine. These hugely iconic pop songs. And the more I learned about her and her protester, I was like, no, she would be the one leading this. She would be the one standing there. And I'm not in the very, very front, but I am a part of it. Because we also didn't want it to become about, oh, come see some naked American idols.
Right.
Not what it's about. It's about the tribe. And when you see the show, Ace and I are just, we're just a part of the tribe. I'm Sheila and he's Berger. And the side of us you get to see is really cool. And I think will open up a lot of people's minds.
You know, Bert has a tremendous issue with nudity.
Yeah.
Like,
Bert can't be naked.
He would not, do the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously, I would turn that. I would never go to audition.
Aww.
I can't even be, no kidding, I can't even be naked in my own house alone.
Really?
It's sad, isn't it?
You need to work on that, man.
I know.
Any advice?
That's what you decided to say.
Want to go right now?
Come on. Let's go to the bathroom. I'll get naked. You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Okay.
I do it every night for 1,500 people.
Right,
it's nothing at this point.
Yeah, good for you, though. That's congratulations.
Thank
I mean,
you so much.
That's got to feel great.
It's fun, and it's great to be in an amazing show that tells a great story, and we have so many people come and just love it, and we have a blast. Literally, the whole audience is invited to come up and dance on stage with us every night.
Oh, that's
night.
Cool.
And so you see people crying because some people, like, you know, lived the 60s and they're reliving their childhood or these certain times of their life. And then you have kids that have never even knew what the Vietnam War was about and are learning so much. And they're like, wow, we were in this war. I was like, oh, yeah. And it was all over the news. Like, people saw people dying on TV.
Right,
and
right.
I think that's why there's so much censorship now on our current wars.
Getting back to the more superficial in the American Idol. I mean,
yes.
this night was you. I mean, you've been in this position before. So explain, give us some insight, like what it's like the day that you're about to compete.
It's a blur.
To win or lose this thing. Is it? Is it a blur for
it
you
is.
Now?
It is. I mean, looking back, there are definitely chunks of it. I'm like, what did I even do? I don't even remember because there's so much going on and there's so much pressure, but at the same time, you're trying to tell yourself, don't freak out, even though you are.
And you were so young.
Yeah, being 16 was, that was a whole nother bag of potatoes. But it's crazy. It goes by really quickly. And the good thing is once Tuesday's over, you know that you can't do anymore, so you can enjoy Wednesday a little better. You're like, I either won or lost. Either way, the flip of the coin, I can't do anything about it now. I'm going to enjoy myself. But leading up to this, there are so many rehearsals with because they bring everybody back and like, you know, Wednesday night show is like ginormous. And
so Tuesday you're not just sitting around like in your hotel room. You're rehearsing all day. You don't really have even time to be nervous?
No, not really. I mean, and then literally, and it was funny because I remember when we did the show Tuesday, I do remember like singing and then being kind of like, oh, the show's, oh, it's over. Oh, okay. well, I did my best. I'm going to go home and vote for myself now. Hey, everybody does it. I'm not the only one.
That's awesome.
You're like, my five votes, my five texts might actually make it happen.
Well, I had no idea. Like, I assumed it was almost like a football game where you're sitting around in the locker room all day waiting for kickoff.
No.
Oh, no. And also, it's such a huge production when you bring it to a bigger theater that you're having to do camera blocking, working with a band. Sometimes they have orchestra, you know, full orchestras come. And so you're having to work with the technical side on the same time.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out. I mean, it's a shame that it's taken us to get to L.A. to see you again. But, you know, who knows? Maybe one day we'll end up in Nashville and we'll see you there.
Oh, and I'll come back down to Atlanta one day and just surprise you guys.
Okay. Okay. Great. Right.
Take Bert out to Naked Lunch or something.
Yeah, so maybe we should go to a nudist colony or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Ooh. Family trip. Okay.
Done. Good seeing you, Diane.
Good seeing you.
The Bert Show.
Q100, The Bert Show, live from Los Angeles for the finale of American Idol. Things started rough on Idol. Like, it was just a little off for, like, the first 45 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. See, things just seemed a little off, you know?
I wonder if they did on television or if it was just where we could see it from in person.
Where did it start? What, did it start with that weird Dane Cookish thing, or was
I think,
it started before that.
I think Corey, our hype dude, Corey.
It's the very beginning.
You know how we told you yesterday? What day is it? We told you yesterday about how the night before last, you know, Corey is the name of the hype guy. You know, the Ryan Seacrest Jr.
This is the guy you don't see. When commercials are playing for you guys, there's a guy that's hyping everybody up, getting everybody all excited. His name's Corey.
Corey, yeah. And Bert was talking about how perfectly timed everything is. Well, last night it was not perfectly timed. Corey almost went over when the show started. It was just starting. Mm-hmm. The timing was
that
off.
That wasn't him. That was the girl.
She was jacking with
him. She was screwing with everybody. She said one.
But it just seemed like he wasn't quite on it every time.
She said 5, 4, 3, 2, and he ran off the stage, and then she was quiet for a minute, and she goes, just kidding, everybody, 1 minute to go.
I don't think that's where it got all screwy.
Well, the audience wasn't even prepared, because normally they tell you to sit down, and then as soon as Ryan says, this is American Idol, you all get up and you cheer, and Corey didn't have time to make that announcement, so everyone even around us was still standing, and we're all supposed to be sitting in the beginning.
And
so it was just weird between audience and stage production.
For me, it got weird when they were all wearing Harry Potter costumes for Alice
beginning.
Cooper.
The Alice Cooper thing. That's where it started weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought that was weird?
Yes.
I thought that was cute.
Harry Potter and Alice Cooper?
It was a little strange.
No, thank you.
It was very called School's Out.
Yeah. It's Harry Potter.
But it was a little Hogwarts.
Well, yeah.
And he came out in full 80s makeup, so he
70s.
Was... 70s.
Sorry.
Late 70s.
I mean, they went into the 70s.
But the Dane Cook thing,
totally.
I don't know that you guys could feel on TV what we saw there or not, because we haven't seen it on TV. But, you know, Dane Cook is singing his Simon Cowell song, and then all the quote-unquote rejects from seasons past come on out. And this guy, Ian Bernardo.
Yeah.
You'll remember him from season 6.
Season 6. And the only reason Bert and I know that is because we saw him on the red carpet.
This kid comes
this
out.
This kid walks the red carpet as if he's like a big time celebrity.
So obnoxious.
Well, he was. Remember when he was on with us? Yes. He was totally obnoxious.
Oh,
so Dane Cook is singing his song, and this wasn't scheduled, and I don't know if you picked that up on TV or not, but this Ian Bernardo guy steals the microphone, and then some of the other rejects start wrestling, trying to get the microphone from him, and Dane Cook is in the back just kind of looking around. I think he's trying to pull it off, but...
He looked stunned.
Yeah.
Like what is going on? And then as soon as because they had to go to commercial early, so they had to cut out and go to commercial, and then the hype guy Corey came on the mic and goes, "Well, that went well."
Yeah.
And they couldn't get the mic out of Ian's hand.
Right.
They had turned the mic off, and guards literally had to get him off the stage.
He was escorted out by security because he was kept going on and on saying, "Simon, I'm going to be the one that replaces you. I replace you, Simon Cowell."
But even after, like, we don't know where it cut off on TV.
That's true.
But even like. The lights were, because what happens is after they do the TV, after they've clearly gone to commercial, then there's a set of lights that go down, and then there's a set of like work lights that go up. And so that's what, like, well into that point. So I know it wasn't on TV. He was still standing at the edge of the stage, and I can't believe they let him stand there that long.
That's what we were saying.
The
security had to come get him during that commercial break.
Sort of based on what we have all seen with security over the last couple of days, like, you would think that security would be tighter in L.A. Like, they're used to kicking people off stage. Mm-hmm. They're used to, like, people that are trying to get on the red carpet that aren't supposed to be there. They should kick those people out. Mm-hmm. In your guys' case, trying to sneak down into the limo area. Like, security security should be on that stuff in LA.
Remember last year I took a picture of you and Melissa in the judges' chairs 15 minutes after the show ended.
Sincerely, you can walk anywhere you want on this set and security guards are around, but they don't stop you.
Except, here's the best part, except at the very end of the night, we're all walking out of the Nokia Theater.
Oh, my God, yes.
And there's a, and I see a cool photo opportunity. So I tell Frankie, Wendy, Jen, Melissa, Bert, I go, you guys, Bert, give me your camera phone. You all line up right here. I'm going to take a picture. And the security guard starts hassling Bert that he can't take a picture there because
you're not supposed to have your phone, and even media's not supposed to have their phones. Yeah, the show's over.
You're not supposed to have your phone in the Nokia Theater.
But I can understand that. What I can understand is the
show's over.
It's been over for 15 minutes. Right. There's nobody even in the theater.
The only thing I could think of is that behind us where we were taking the picture, the sign said Lee wins still. And I wonder if they were afraid that we would ruin it for the West Coast, like the Twitter, West Coast, Facebook, and everybody.
Guess what?
Already
the internet ruined it for the West Coast. Bert's BlackBerry didn't ruin it for the West Coast.
The security guard was smart there, though, because, you know, after we took the, as we were taking the picture, she walked briskly away. So if any other security people saw it, she could be held accountable.
That's right.
She was smart about that.
I told him not to. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're doing.
Hey, The Bert Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
Q100 and The Bert Show. We are still out in L.A. the morning after the finale of American Idol.
Woohoo!
In a couple of seconds, Jen and I will tell you about the red carpet because, man, everybody came by there. We'll tell you all about it. I snuck onto the carpet, man.
I can't wait to
hear about this. Crashed the barrier. So we'll tell you that in a couple of seconds. But while we were on the red carpet, schmoozing, what were you guys doing?
We were getting kicked out of places.
Where'd you go?
We all met down.
We followed the leader.
In the lobby. I was a leader. I was trying to take us boldly to places we had never been before.
Right.
And so we all met in the lobby. And Melissa had noticed from her hotel room that some of the celebrities who you guys were about to encounter on the red carpet would actually kind of get in a limousine in this little alleyway. Mm-hmm. And the limousine would just drive them around the building and deliver them.
Oh, yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, I happened to look at, I heard cheers out my window, and I looked out the window and I saw this limo pull up. So, you know, my voyeur self got my camera out and I twit picked who was going into it. I think it was Kara.
Okay.
That's who listeners think it was. And but they were getting into the limo where I was watching so that they could pull around the corner and get out of the limo in front of people. So
how funny.
Melissa,
that's so Hollywood.
Isn't it?
That they actually never really would have ever gotten into a limo except to create the appearance of
exactly.
The game.
Yes, absolutely.
That's so funny.
So she pointed to where the little alleyway was, and I'm like, well, we got time to kill, so let's walk down there and see who we can see. And everybody had their credentials on for Idol, and I was playing under the rules of if you're wearing credentials and act confident, mm-hmm. you will have access.
Does everybody know what credentials are?
Yeah, little things that hang around your neck that say official, media, press, important, VIP, grr, let me in. Mm-hmm. So we were wearing these credentials around our neck, and we just, Frankie had asked someone, like, we belong, being very confident. Frankie's like, how do we get in? They're like, you got to go through that security tent. Mm-hmm. So we all clear right through the security tent, no problem. And we end up, this is going to be hard for you and Jen to take.
What?
Standing with.
Who?
David Hasselhoff.
Whoa.
No. The Hoff?
The Hoff.
You were hassling the Hoff?
Yep.
Yes, actually.
You guys talk to him, right?
No way.
Yeah, we're hassling like, what's up, Tot Face? How you doing, man? He's like,
was
what's
he really
going
taut?
On? I'm huge in Germany.
Was he hammered?
So he was drinking.
He didn't seem hammered. He's tall, he's and his skin looks like he's been drinking all his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the little veiny things?
I didn't actually.
Not quite that point, bumpy. But a little rough. Like a little red, too red, a little too.
Is his nose big?
Like bulbous,
bulbous.
I don't think he's done the bulbous nose yet.
I didn't really talk to him as much as I talked to the 12-year-old girl who was videotaping doing shots.
Right.
Aww, his daughter.
So we're kind of hanging out, and the Hoff's there, and we're like, there's a big old fat Rolls Royce. You know, this is the back door of the Nokia Theater. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming in, and Wendy, you know, she can't travel to a VIP event without totally skankifying herself. Short little dress.
No, you look great.
Is the wrong word.
You look really good.
Classy, whatever. It was classy enough to get the attention of the hot security guard who's like, who's that hottie over there? And came over and was like, what are you doing here?
I think Wendy's probably the one that got us in.
I was trying to like move towards the door and go inside, mm-hmm. and everybody else wanted to stand outside to see who we could see and get in a limo.
We're
and
hanging
I figured
hanging with the
go
Hoff.
Inside, you'd see more people backstage, right? But no, everyone wanted to stay outside.
And she attracted attention, looking all short skirt.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Looking
use
good.
Use what you got. Use what you got.
Got us bounced straight out of there. We were hanging with the Hoff and Wendy. Bam, gone.
So the security guard came up to you, and you weren't like receptive to him, and that's when he's like, get out of here?
No, I was nice. He was
Jeff
just, like,
is throwing Wendy under the bus.
This is none of my fault. I was heading towards the door. Everybody else wanted to stand outside and be like,
Jeff wanted to stand looking confident and looking around to see who else he could see.
And that work for him?
That drew attention to him.
And I wanted to go in backstage and see who I could hang with.
I will use your philosophy, okay? As you know, the working, looking confident gets you into places that you shouldn't be. So Jen and I are on the red carpet.
Yes.
And the way the whole thing is set up, we explained it last year also. You want to do the honors here?
Yeah, basically there's a big red carpet and it rolls from the side where Melissa saw them pulling up the limos, mm-hmm. dropping everybody off. It goes about, I would say, like a city block and kind of wraps its way around. There are television stations from all over the world, media outlets from everywhere, and there we are. We're right along. We were actually right next to the TV Guide show, the TV Guide channel.
I think what's most interesting about it is the red carpet is not straight. Like, it's not one straight crooked
city
block.
Yeah, it is. It's like, it's an S shape, really.
It's a zigzag to get more real estate.
Yeah, it's totally zigzagged. There's all of those banners behind it, where they call them step and repeat banners, because the logo, step and repeat. And so that's what the banners are called, that everybody walks in front of, takes pictures, and everybody's sort of shouting at the celebrities as they come by, you know? As you would see, you know, former idols like Michael Johns, everybody's yelling, Michael Johns, over here. And he would come over and say hi, and people are asking him questions. Can we take your picture? Can we this? And the other thing. So
was he hammered?
That was
no, he wasn't. So, I think because he had to be on stage.
He was minding his P's and Q's. But everybody comes down that way. So Bert and I got to see just about everyone.
Everybody that came through.
Ellen DeGeneres came.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's awesome. On the red carpet.
Crystal Lee.
Now, are y'all shouting questions at him? Are you like, Ellen?
Yeah, I shouted at Ellen.
And we're asking him, like, she was more aggressive than I was. I was taking a lot of pictures and putting them up on Facebook and Twitter. She was way more aggressive than I was.
But it's hard because a lot of times the big celebrities, especially depending on timing, don't have a lot of time to go down. And so, like, former Idol contestants spend a lot of time milking it.
I bet they do.
And they're out there from the very beginning until the very end. But big-time celebrities like Christina Applegate was there last night with her children. She was coming through the red carpet and just whisks her way through because she's trying to get her kids in their seats.
Right.
With their popcorn and their Coke and get them in the, you know what I mean? And then
we're also at the very end of the line too, of the media line. It goes like important TV, local TV, magazines, and at the very end is radio. So by the time they get to radio, they're sort of like burned out and stuff. So it's really difficult to get them to stop. But Jen did a good job.
You guys are wedged between like snarkyidol.com super blog and 620 WHEN, the voice of Syracuse.
But at some point, I was just like, there was a radio guy that accidentally ended up on the other side of the barrier, and he was there for a couple of people, and then he came back, and I figured, well, if nobody called that dude out, I'm going to try it. Uh-huh. So I took one of the barriers and separated it and walked out on the red carpet and looked around. Nobody said anything.
So Bert just was like, all right, I'm taking off. He goes, I'm going in. And I was like, okay, you go in. I'll hold down the fort here.
So did you walk the red carpet into the arena?
Yeah. Well, I did a couple of things. First, I walked the other way, like upstream.
Dude, you can't do that.
Because I wanted to walk the whole thing. So Ruben's right here, and I'm saying hey to Ruben, and I got the credentials on, and everybody's cool. Hey, Ruben, what's going on? And Chili gave her a big hug. I'm on the red carpet with everybody. Everybody's around, and I'm in the middle of them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Was Chili there with her kid?
No, she was there alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She gave us some scoop on her reality show.
Yes.
Oh, really?
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, she wouldn't have told us if she knew.
It's her, well, first of all, her finale is coming up, what, Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day weekend, Sunday night. And then she told us that they signed her up for season two.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so she was really excited about that.
So I go, I guess Chili didn't find what she wants. And she goes, no, you got to watch because it could be a continuation.
It was almost like accidental scoop. So cool. I took the video on my camera and walked the red carpet with it.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Above my head, past cops, you know, they were like high-fiving me. They went, kiss me. Who are you? I'm like, hey, I'm cool. I got a badge. So I walked right down the red carpet and I got it on video. I'll put it up on thebirdshow.com when we get home.
That's going to be really cool for everybody to see because you really will get a chance to see sort of what it looks like behind the scenes of all of those pictures that you see up on your favorite celebrity gossip websites, the ones we put up on thebirdshow.com. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll see what it really looks like, and then you can compare that to the pictures that you always see of celebrities. You know, it's really, really fascinating.
It was a lot of fun. But that's everybody stopped by there, and Jen cornered Taylor Hicks for a while.
Yep, talked to Taylor. He says hi to Atlanta. We talked to Chili for a little while. I also talked to Dr. Drew, who hosts Celebrity Rehab. He was there,
and
he actually talked to us for a while about, you know, celebrities and why they need rehab. William Hung sung for you guys.
I got a little William Hung shebang.
We talked to Michael Johns, of course. I talked to one of the guys in the band Chicago. His name is Jason, and I talked to him before they went on stage, and so he told me before everybody else knew that they were going to be performing with Lee, and he said that the whole band wanted Lee to win. So the band Chicago was very happy today because Lee is the winner.
We started to piecemeal together what was going to happen on the show based on the celebrities that were walking the red carpet.
I mean, we took
pictures of Alice Cooper and put them up on Facebook, and then the Bee Gee dudes came in, then the Doobie Brother dude came
in, Hall and Oates.
So we sort of knew when we were tweeting who was going to be on the show.
Did you think for one moment that you had tripped and fallen back into 1976?
I know, man. Well, we were really worried about it, too. We were like, ooh, this is going to be like, maybe this is going to be kind of old rocker. Like, how are they going to be able to mix it up? But obviously they did, you know, with the Alanis Morissette, Bret Michaels,
Christina,
with Janet Jackson, you know, so they were able to make it newer. But
I mean, that went back to elementary school. That wasn't high school, honey. That was elementary school.
Old school.
I have some Christina Aguilera scoop.
Ooh, do tell.
Because during the performance last night, Melissa leaned over to me at one point and said, that right there is a divorce anthem. That song that Christina performed.
Yes.
I think Frankie was on the other side of me.
He
said something about it. Wendy leaned up and said, everybody's talking about how that was a divorce.
Because that song
anthem was
way too personal, and the lyrics were way too descriptive.
I said to Jen, I'm like, this is a little heavy for American Idol.
Yeah. That was her announcement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be coming soon.
So when y'all were buying your t-shirts and whatnot, I wandered back to that limousine alley where we were hassling the Hoff earlier to see who I could see leaving. And I saw, just as I got back there, I saw, and this is funny too, I saw Christina Aguilera walking out and getting in her limousine with a couple handlers in front of her, a couple handlers behind her. And she was smiling and holding Jordan's hand.
Oh, really?
And the two of them walked back and got in the car together. Now, this is funny because it's a...
Jordan is her husband.
Yep. It's a tough description.
Okay. I was like, Jordan Sparks?
There's real scoop.
Okay. Yeah.
Jordan Bratman is his name.
Okay.
The Nokia Theater sits across the little alleyway from the Marriott hotel where we've been staying uh-huh. and where some of the people related to Idol are staying. So I saw Christina Aguilera, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Now let me get back to the hotel and do some work before heading out for the night. And as I walk through the lobby of the hotel, that same limousine pulls up to the front. It literally drove one block.
See? Come on.
And that's funny.
Jordan and Christina got out and got in the elevator ahead of me and with their arms around each other and smiling. And
really?
Everything seemed
and
cool.
And where did they head?
Wow.
And they headed up to my floor.
Yeah, Wendy's on the same floor as us. Tell them about the TV, dude.
It's insane. No, I went out of my room to come up to Frankie's room to visit for a second last night.
Yeah,
and
I bet you did.
Not that kind of visit, no. This is going to be a good story. No, so
that would have been a great story for Frankie.
Frankie!
No, walked out of my room, and all of a sudden I see this hotel worker bring this other huge TV. Like, carrying, we have, like, huge TVs in our room, so carrying another TV into another room. And I'm like, huh, this is weird. So I walk further down my hallway. There's a security man standing right at the end of a hallway. So I pass by him. I was like, this is weird. Okay, maybe there's just something going on the floor. And I look down. I have to turn the corner to go to the elevators. And I turn the corner. There are seven different security people standing yeah. in front of this door, this hotel room. Is she ready? They're like whispering, is she ready yet? Is she getting ready? Is she getting ready? Is Jordan in there? And it's just crazy because really? Christina and Jordan are on my floor. And
they're bringing
I can tell
an extra TV into their suite.
Their TV.
That little security entourage is why I didn't get. Nobody got on an elevator for a quick second.
Right.
Like,
no,
they move like
they move the elevators.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're like they're literally watching everybody as they come in and off, like in and out of the elevator.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Did you spend the night with Frankie?
I did not spend the night with Frankie.
Sorry, Frankie.
Oh, buddy. Sorry.
Right. Get it? The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
Q100 and The Bert Show in L.A. for the finale of American Idol. And we've been telling you guys for the last couple of days that Fox has been parading all of the past Idol contestants in front of us. And we've been talking to a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them make them on the air. Some of them don't. However, from time to time, something so special happens, it can't be ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a sexual chemistry between Wendy and Ace Young that cannot be denied.
That's
well,
right.
Well, and before we preface this conversation with Ace Young, we did just talk to Diana DeGarmo, who's in a Broadway play with Ace, in which they have to get naked. So that's just the preface,
has
and that's what we came
it.
Off of.
It has
that's
nothing
where
to do
we
with
came
it.
Off
just the
of,
fact that
so
they're in hair on Broadway has nothing to do with what you and Ace have here in L.A.
Burt Rose chemistry.
Digging himself some Wendy.
Yes.
And she didn't need any help. She was doing just fine by herself.
Yes,
and
right.
I'll just tell you after this that I told Wendy that I would not do another interview until she gave her phone number to Ace Young. She went right over there, scribbled it down. He put it in his pants.
Now,
the, phone number, the phone number. The phone number in his pants.
I don't want to be a buzzkill or anything, but didn't like... Ace Young's cousin end up calling you last night to go out, Bert?
The brother and I are like this, so I'm going to set it up. You are definitely having sex with one of the young brothers.
Good Lord. Leave her alone.
Bert is not only our boss, he's our pimp.
Wendy and Ace Young.
Are you going to vote?
I have never once
voted. Do you think voting even matters?
Honestly?
Yeah.
It's a better answer if you answer it, actually.
Well, then ask me.
Okay. Do you think that voting even matters?
I truthfully don't know.
You baited me in and didn't give me any answer
at
all.
You know what I think? I think selling lunchboxes in the South matters. I think selling toothpaste matters. Mm-hmm. American Idol, How to Learn How to Sing DVDs matters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, voting definitely tells you where the people are.
See, that's what I really think that Lee is. Lee's going to win tonight, I think, because of that whole packaging thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird. Lee's the one that has the ability to still kind of surprise me because I don't know what to expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time they're singing in front of 6,000 people. So they could all choke. You'd have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're both such humble contestants.
Yeah.
You know, like last year we had Adam Lambert, who was like, you know, I think far on the spectrum from humble. Like he was already this big personality. You know what I mean?
He had just smoke, flame, and everything.
Exactly. He had all this confidence. Yeah. And then you had sort of like the more humble guy. And so they sort of were the opposites of each other. This time, I think Crystal and Lee are both very humble and very grounded and sort of almost subdued.
I totally agree, and I like that it's a girl and a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with
that. Because it makes the music better. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, we're not going to hear the same type of song. We're not going to hear the same register vocally.
Right.
We're going to hear different things. Right. We're going to be like, mm-hmm. oh, damn, I didn't expect that. Oh, that was nice. That was good. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited as far as just a viewer. Right? Yeah. I'm excited just to see the songs they have up their sleeve.
Diana DeGarmo was just telling us that you guys are getting naked on stage with each other all the time.
Yeah, how's that going?
We are.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Do you want to come do the show with me?
I mean, I would love to.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen. I mean, we can go rehearse for the show right now. I'm ready.
I think we should. I don't even know why we're doing the interview.
We don't have to stay.
Right. We don't want to block. We want to be blockers.
I mean, there's the rehearsal space called my hotel room right upstairs.
It is. But we could make a video and we could post it online. See, I told you were the one that made it dirty.
I did not even start this conversation. Yeah,
you right now are giving him the that we've been taught the that.
No, I did not give that. You asked the initial question.
That's why you're sitting in between us.
Oh, this is our rehearsal space
next to Wendy.
Right, let's go.
Well, now I'm nervous.
I'm gonna rub her leg while we're talking.
Well, now I'm nervous.
So you're nervous? So yes, Diana DeGarmo.
Forget about that for a second. You're vibing on Wendy, right?
I am vibing.
Yeah.
On Wendy.
Well,
Wendy's smoking.
Like,
well, how about
doesn't?
What about a drink or something after the show tonight?
Let's grab a drink.
What kind of drink?
Vodka.
You gonna drop something in my drink?
You never know. I've always got tricks up my sleeve. No, I don't need to drop anything in your drink. You just have to have just one.
Just one?
Just one. You don't need any more
than
that.
You look good right now. I don't need a drink.
See? Oh, perfect. Let's just go grab a me and we don't.
Ooh, I feel like I'm like eavesdropping on something I shouldn't be or something.
No, we're good.
Channel.
We're good. We're
no,
good.
It's
I'm getting all hot and bothered.
You
my
guys,
face is probably like a tomato right now.
You need to come. Mine's always a tomato. I'm always rosy.
Oh, okay.
You're just making it pop.
Oh, God bless.
This is
the most I've gotten hit on in a long time.
Make this happen.
I know.
Yes. Hair on Broadway is ridiculous, mm-hmm. and it was the first time I never thought I'd be naked on stage.
Yeah, man.
Ever.
I mean, tell us about that. First of all, you must have said keep it like 85 degrees in here.
I wanted a fluffer. You kidding? I wanted somebody to sit there and warm me up. I was like, I'm coming out. If I'm coming out, I'm coming out full flag. Like, I'm going to be ready to roll, because girls don't understand what it's like to be a guy.
Right.
So, but no, man, it was unbelievable. We have 1,500 people there every show. And
wow.
The show is so, the story is so beautiful. Like the storyline between Sheila Berger and Claude, it's so beautiful. And it touches a note for me because my uncle went to Vietnam. Mm. Like I went to Vietnam 6 months ago and did a documentary with one of my friends so I could understand my uncle.
Oh, wow.
And I did private tours of like Ho Chi Minh tunnels. I couldn't even fit in the damn things. Like I was too big.
Wow.
Went to Hanoi and I just went through just to understand it. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, he and I had some of the craziest stories ever. And I finally understand everything that he went through, and I understand the way his brain works. 2 months later, I get offered the audition for Berger.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like
awesome.
Meant to be.
It was just lined up.
Yeah.
And the story is so beautiful. The first time I saw the show, I knew I was getting naked. Because it's done so nicely, and it's so such a part of the show. And I'm the leader of the damn tribe.
Yeah.
So if I'm like running off and covering up, it doesn't work. Wow. No. If everybody's free and we're free in our skin, I got to be the leader. So literally, like, Diana and I, we both just, we work it out.
Wow.
So did you always think you would do Broadway? Is that something you wanted to do?
I'm a business guy. Like, literally, my business side, since I've been in L.A., I just created a record label with my brother. We have three acts that are killing it in Canada and London. And we've been pushing there. We just got financing to start coming to the States now. And the States is so different, like, as far as the way that music is actually distributed. So we just finally got the support so we can do it right. And I literally have a full-on recording studio in L.A., Sweden, and another one in New York. Nice. And that's, like, my brain's business. Mm-hmm. I love business. Mm-hmm. So to do Broadway, it's just, like, it's just another challenge. Like, mm-hmm. I look at it like a sport, like playing football. It's like, okay, I saw this other guy do it. I'm going to do it better.
Okay.
And I'm going to make my stamp, and I'm going to make sure that everybody that comes and sees the show is really falling into it. When they look at me, they don't see me. Mm-hmm. You know, I love acting because I get to really fall into it. And this character is so far from how you know me.
Right.
Like, it is me, but it's so far from how everybody knows me.
It's not so far from how Wendy wants to see you.
Oh, we're going to work that out.
How we'll get to know each other a little bit better.
She's going to come and see the show and just get naked on stage with us.
Woo!
So, like, I thought it was like a beautiful moment. Why are they working it out in the corner of the stage?
Why don't we just construct a stage in the hotel?
I'm down for that.
Okay.
I'm down.
Just trying to help you out.
I'm down.
She don't need help, honey. I think it's going to happen.
See, now, last year I was in a situation,
really,
and now I'm free from it. So I'm actually able to do whatever.
Well, I got news for you. You're in a situation right now.
That's right.
This is good for me.
Different kind of situation.
Where's the cameraman?
No, we don't need any cameras.
Every phone
you don't
has
want
a
that
now.
On YouTube. You don't want that getting out there.
No. I'm surprised. We have amazing security during the show, and I'm surprised there hasn't been naked shots of us on stage.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, they're on it. The moment that the scenes are starting to happen, all the ushers are coming up and down the aisles.
Is that right?
And they're on it. It's amazing.
Well, congratulations, man.
That's great.
Thank you. I'm having a blast. Like, it's fun. Just come out to New York City. Come party. I'll be there all summer.
Okay.
Come watch you naked.
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
No?
Yeah, baby.
You don't need to go to New York for that.
She's looking at me like I'm already naked.
I'm a sexual fiend now, girl. Yes.
Love it. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Let's have fun tonight.
Yes.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.